I'm Bill Thompson. North Korea is claiming to have successfully tested its first intercontinental ballistic missile.
We did see on North Korean television a photo of the North Korean leader signing something. We assume that was the test order. This is something that we have seen North Korea do in the past as well, and then showing an image of his signature.
Correspondent Paula Hancock's President Trump, meanwhile, is responding to the news from North Korea.
Does this guy have anything better to do with his life? President Trump asks in a tweet regarding Kim Jong-un and North Korea's latest missile test. The president had a testy call with Chinese leader Xi Jinping a couple days ago related to the North's continued saber-rattling, but also after a U.S. ship passed by a disputed island China claims as its own. Mr. Trump makes clear in a second tweet he wants Beijing to rein in Pyongyang. Quote, perhaps China will put a heavy move on North Korea and end this nonsense once and for all. Bob Costantini, Washington.
One person has died in an early morning rail accident in Beltsville. A CSX freight train struck an SUV that was on the tracks. Corporal Lamar Robinson is with Prince George's County Police.
We're trying to figure out why the truck was on the tracks. We don't know what access point the truck entered the train tracks. So that's under investigation at this time.
But police are encouraging anyone who saw anything that could help in their investigation to call Prince George's County Police. One person was hurt in a townhouse fire in Gaithersburg last night that may have started with a mishap of some kind involving a gas grill out on the deck. Several families were displaced by that fire on Bluebird Terrace. It wouldn't be Independence Day without the big celebration of the National Mall tonight. Hundreds of thousands are expected to watch the fireworks in the mall as part of a Capital Fourth. Jill Jackson is the show's producer.
We're very excited this year to announce that our host is John Stamos, Fuller House. John has been on television for almost 4 years and is known by so many and so many different generations and is just a great person to help us celebrate our nation's birthday.
President Trump is observing his first Independence Day in office by hosting a White House picnic for military families before the fireworks. A D.C. council historian has a simple question. Does this ring a bell?
The district had a replica Liberty Bell, given as a gift from the federal government, sitting outside the district building for decades. But one day, likely around 1980, it went missing.
The traffic island where the bell was going to be eliminated by this Pennsylvania Avenue redo. They had to relocate the Liberty Bell and three other monuments.
Those three other monuments eventually got returned, says D.C. Council historian Josh Gibson, but the Liberty Bell did not. He's asking for photos, stories, anything that can help track it down.
Someone who was tangentially involved in the process back in 1980 that remembers a tiny detail.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And you can check out photos of DC's Liberty Bell at WMAL.com. A law passed over 10 years ago in response to funeral demonstrations by the Westboro Baptist Church means that you cannot take an American flag to Arlington National Cemetery today. The law bans the display of, quote, any placard, banner, flag, or similar device in the cemetery. The Washington Post reports that obscure law has surprised and upset many cemetery visitors. Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 21,479, the Nasdaq at 61,10. Sports, the Mets tie the game in the top of the ninth, but the Nationals win it in the bottom of the ninth. The Orioles lose to Milwaukee, and Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic both see first-round action today at Wimbledon. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Trump's latest attack on the media.
It is disgusting.
But I'm president and they're not.
Breaking news, the inside story.
We're appealing Obamacare.
The status quo is unacceptable.
Depend on it. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Tired of making endless high mortgage payments? Listen up. You may be able to save thousands. Some have even saved tens of thousands. Now is the time for WMAL listeners to call Network Capital Funding Corporation. Their rates are near historic lows, so you can lower your rate, reduce your term, drop the mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, or even use your home equity to purchase investment properties. Network Capital is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. Take advantage of their special offer of a 10-year fixed rate of 2.75% with a 2.99% APR. That's right. The rate is 2.75% with an APR of 2.99%. Call now, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Network Capital is featured on the Mortgage Radio Show, heard here Saturdays at 1 p.m. Call 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. Stated rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
Need garage door repair?
GarageDoorRepair.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thanks, Bill. As you alluded to that accident in Beltsville, Baltimore Avenue between Naples Avenue and Garrett Avenue, still closed by an ongoing investigation. In Potomac, River Road between Beale Mountain Road and Lake Potomac Drive. They're trying to clear away a downed tree, but the road is closed even now. 270 in both directions between the Beltway and 121. Keep in mind, HOV restrictions have been lifted because it is the 4th, and the same on 395 in both directions between 95 and the 14th Street Bridge. As for Metro, the Yellow Line, beginning at about 6 p.m., their trains will operate between Huntington and Mount Vernon Square only. Passengers to and from stations north of Mount Vernon Square should use a Green Line train to finish the trip. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible for us here this afternoon into this evening. Otherwise, mix of clouds and sun and hot again today, high around 90, 73 tonight. Scattered showers and storms in the forecast both Wednesday and Thursday, middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Gainesville, 69 in Bethesda, 78 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. 41 states are now refusing to share voter information with the Trump voter fraud panel. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
You know, I can't say that I'm surprised by the headline in the Washington Times, Obama phone program is riddled with fraud. Anybody else surprised by that? I'm certainly not. We'll get into the numbers here on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, it is Mornings on the Mall. Dan Mandis in for Vince and Mary. On your Independence Day, 4th of July 2017, the controversial Obama phone program, which, as you know, pays for the cell phones for the poor, quote-unquote, is rife with fraud, according to a new government report released this week that found more than a third of enrollees may not even be qualified. Known officially as the Lifeline Program, the phone giveaway began and became a symbol of government waste in the Obama administration. Now a new report from the Government Accountability Office bears out those concerns. Wait till you listen to this. The program has stashed some $9 billion in assets in private bank accounts rather than with the federal treasury, further increasing risks and depriving taxpayers of the full benefit of that money. Now, Senator Claire McCaskill has this to say, a complete lack of oversight is causing this program to fail the American taxpayer. Everything that could go wrong is going wrong. And, you know, when I read this, I thought, you know, the federal government could screw up a rainbow. I mean, they really could. I mean, no offense to you folks that work in the federal government, if you're listening right now, sorry. But whether it's the VA or whether it's the Obama phone program, which the government is running, but it's funded by the cell phone carriers. But still, why is it? Is it because the government is so big? Is it because there's no accountability? I've heard that it's a number of different things, whether it's the VA, now it's the Obama phone program, as to why it is that these government programs are so big, so unwieldy, and they're rife with fraud. And so Claire McCaskill comes out and she is quoted in the Washington Times article talking about how there is indeed a complete lack of oversight and it's causing the program to fail the American taxpayer. The program run by the FCC predates President Obama, but it gained attention during his administration when recipients began to associate the free phone with other benefits President Obama doled out to the poor. These numbers are astounding. Some 10.6 million people have an Obama phone, but 36% of them may not even qualify. So that's in the millions. Investigators say after sampling the population and finding a huge chunk of people could not prove that they were eligible. More than 5,500 people were found to be enrolled for two phones, while the program was paying for nearly 6,400 phones for persons the government had listed as dead. Investigators also submitted fraudulent applications to see what would happen, and 12 of the 19 phone carriers they applied to approved a phone. So the more that we hear these kinds of stories about the federal government and fraud or incompetence, it always begs the question, is the federal government incompetent or corrupt? Now, my own personal opinion is when it comes to the VA, there are a lot of really good people that work within the VA, but I think on its whole, the VA is corrupt. But again, there's a lot of good people that work for the VA, and the president is taking many steps now to fix the VA. But when you look at the Obama phone program and the fact that Senator Claire McCaskill said that there is a complete lack of oversight, I think that a lack of oversight is a form of corruption. I really do. Because if you let a federal agency or a federal arm of one of these agencies just go and do its own thing and you don't watch it, you don't oversee it, then this is what happens. You have thousands of people, millions of people that are taking advantage of the system, and then ultimately it is the taxpayers who suffer. Now, the program is administered by the federal government. Funding comes from cell phone carriers who pass the costs on to customers through the quote-unquote universal service fee charged that many see on their monthly bills. And so I guess the big question is now, okay, so we know that the Obama phone program that is run by the federal government with little to no oversight, what will they do to fix it? What will President Trump do to fix it? Because it is costing people millions and millions of dollars. And I don't know if you remember, the whole point of the Obama phones, quote-unquote Obama phones, was it was, okay, we're going to give poor folks phones so that when they're applying for a job, there is a way for employers to get in touch with these folks. The big question is that what these phones are really being used for? So we'll have to wait and see what exactly it is that the president and Congress can do to fix this problem. Wrapping up the last hour, I was telling you about this story from electionlawblog.org about how Justice Anthony Kennedy perhaps may be giving hints that he will be retiring right around October of 2018. If he does, that will indeed drive a whole bunch of Republicans to the polls, regardless as to whether or not you are a fan of President Trump. I think what we're seeing has come to fruition, and that is that there was a lot of Republicans who may not have been on board with President Trump, but certainly what we saw during the last election is a lot of people who were so concerned. And by the way, I'm one of them. I was so concerned about the Supreme Court. I was so concerned about the number of Supreme Court picks that, Lord help us, Hillary Clinton could get, that even though I wasn't necessarily a strong supporter of President Trump, I was more of a never Hillary guy. And I think that there is a lot of people who are supportive now of President Trump that went to the polls specifically for the Supreme Court picks. I'd be willing to bet that there's a lot of people listening right now who said, you know what, I can't get with President Trump, or I can't get with candidate Trump at the time. But think about all of those Supreme Court picks. Now, we know that the president hit a home run for conservatives when he brought Neil Gorsuch into the mix. So the big question is now, and we all know that Anthony Kennedy is a guy who has been more than consequential, as electionlawblog.org writes, he is one of, if not the most consequential Supreme Court justice right now on the courts, because he has often been the deciding vote. So if Kennedy does indeed retire right before the 2018 midterms, that will be, in my opinion anyway, a gift for the Republicans, because we'll probably see the same thing that we saw in the last election, which is a lot of folks are going to be really concerned with losing seats in the the Senate. So they're going to drive the polls, and so that the Republicans and the conservatives will come out to make sure that we keep, conservatives keep, a very strong presence in the Senate to make sure that President Trump has all the support that he needs to continue what will no doubt be a tradition of putting conservatives on the Supreme Court. So this is a very big deal. It's a story that seems to be lost amongst a lot of the other stories that are going on right now. But to me, this story from electionlawblog.org, if it's true, could spell good news for the Republicans as far as turnout in the midterm elections and bad news for the Democrats. My name is Dan Mandison for Vince and Mary on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is 7:15. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Say good morning to Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Dan. We're beginning to see some building volume now on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge eastbound from 97 to US 301. And guess what? It's a 51-minute trip. That's about 25 minutes more than it would normally take you. Now, 270 southbound from 121 to the Beltway is a 20-minute trip, and that's not too bad. 395's HOV lanes northbound from the Beltway to US 1, a 15-minute commute, just a little bit longer than normal. And still, in Beltsville, Baltimore Avenue between Naples Avenue and Lexington Avenue, accident investigation closing the road. Now, a tow truck is on the scene. Police are on the scene there as well. That, of course, a very early accident this morning involving a truck and a train. As for Metro, all service to all stops. Stations will close 30 minutes later than normal at midnight, and the last trains will vary by station. All of this because a lot going on this 4th of July. Trains will run every 12 minutes on each line till about 6 p.m., and then gradually ramp up for near rush hour service levels thereafter. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel.
Well, we're looking at possible thunderstorms today, a high near 90. And tonight for your 4th of July, some clouds and possible thunderstorms as well. Highs in the mid to upper 70s right now. It is 78 degrees in our nation's capital.
Want to make your weekend more productive? Tune in to Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services, Sunday afternoon at 3, right here on WMAL.
7:16, mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Dan in for Vince and Mary. You know, it's interesting. As the Democrats are trying to get this bill moving forward, the one that would remove President Trump for being mentally incapacitated, you know, there are some people, and I don't know if I agree with this. I know that some people will say that liberalism is a mental illness. Now, for the record, I've known some mentally ill people, sadly, and so there's a part of me that thinks that that is kind of a lot of hyperbole, if you will. But when you start to look at some of the things that the Democrats try and push, I would have to ask, are the Democrats mentally incapacitated? Because some of the things that the Democrats embrace are things that I've never really understood. I wouldn't say they were mentally ill, but I will say that I simply don't understand how they could support things like amnesty, for example, how they can support things like open borders, how they can embrace concepts like safe spaces, how they can be absolutely obsessed with this whole narrative, this whole storyline of the Russians and President Trump, then candidate Trump, colluding with the Russians, how they embrace unvetted refugees, how they think that government is the answer to all of our problems, big government is the answer to all of our problems, and how they can possibly support sanctuary cities. Now, again, I wouldn't say that liberalism, some people will say it's some sort of a mental illness. I don't buy that. I just think that it's incredibly misguided. But when we look at the fact that these two dozen or so Democrats are indeed getting behind this bill to lay the foundation for removing President Trump for being mentally incapacitated, because of all of the things that I just mentioned, I would say that the Democrats are the ones that are mentally incapacitated. But the other other thing that I would say about this is the fact that this, to me anyway, seems like nothing more than a publicity ploy or a publicity grab. And ultimately, and I've spoken to political analyst after political analyst, and they all say the same thing, which is, one, the fact that there really is no way, unless Mike Pence goes really rogue, there's no way this is actually going to come to fruition, because even if they can get this movement all the way up to the vice president, ultimately, he has ultimate veto power. Now, I've been telling you throughout the morning, and you've been hearing about this on WMAL, that what they're trying to do is they're trying to utilize a part of Section 4 of the 25th Amendment, which would permit Congress and this cabinet to permit, quote-unquote, such other body as Congress may by law provide, along with the vice president, to reach the conclusion that the president is mentally incapacitated and therefore should be removed from office. And so they talk about this Oversight Commission on Presidential Capacity, and the commission would be a quote-unquote nonpartisan panel. Now, I guess I could ask the question, is there really anything, with all due respect, is there really anything in politics these days that is actually nonpartisan? I don't think so. But anyway, the commission would be supposedly a nonpartisan panel appointed by congressional leaders, composed of four physicians, four psychiatrists, and three others, such as former presidents, vice presidents, and other former senior U.S. government officials. And the commission would be empowered to conduct an examination of the president to determine whether the president is indeed incapacitated, either mentally or physically. But again, ultimately, it is Vice President Mike Pence that has ultimate veto power. But you and I both know, if you've been paying attention to the news cycle, you know that you can get any psychiatrist or any physician to say anything you want. If they talk about these others that would be on the panel, such as former presidents and so forth, well, okay, do you really think that former President Obama or Joe Biden or Bill Clinton or Al Gore, do you think any of those presidents would have a problem saying, oh, sure, President Trump is certainly mentally incapacitated? So it's really going to fall on Mike Pence, who is certainly in a awkward position, to say the least, because there are a lot of people apparently inside the Beltway, and I've seen these articles, that are starting to whisper President Mike Pence. And they're talking about Mike Pence taking over for President Trump. So we'll have to see where this whole thing goes. But ultimately, I think at the end of the day, this whole movement regarding the 25th Amendment is going to backfire on the Democrats. It's also going to backfire on the mainstream media. I will talk about this and a lot more as the morning continues. It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The Zero Res Summer Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets clean for just $159, plus a hallway clean for free. Minimums apply. Book online at ZeroResDC.com.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvé at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment, because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
The summer is heating up, and so are the deals at Cabela's during our 4th of July sale. If you're heading to the lake, take 50% off Quantum Solo spinning and casting rod and reel combos. Cabela's Deluxe Flotation Vest starting at $7.49. And Body Gloves Riptide 3 Water Shoes for only $7.49. While you're here, check out our sidewalk sale. We've got huge savings on hundreds of items with new gear added daily. Make Cabela's your one-stop for summer savings and all your outdoor gear.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but some people, and maybe you're one of them, experience real fear. Hi, I'm Dr. Aprilia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health, and I understand that dental anxiety and even fear is pretty common. But here's the thing. Dental problems only get worse the longer you delay. So how do you get past anxiety and fear and get to the smile you've always dreamed of? Sleep dentistry. Here at Cascades, we have a board-certified anesthesiologist that can keep you completely comfortable or help you sleep through your entire procedure. That's right. Walk into Cascades with years worth of dental problems and wake up with a brand new smile. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Over the last 15 years, I've helped thousands of your friends and neighbors smile. One doctor, one office. At 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace. Learn more about sedation dentistry, find out about modern dental implants, and our 10-year guarantee at CascadesDental.com or call 866-25-SLEEP.
725 on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dan. Very heavy traffic now. Route 50, the Chesapeake Bay Bridge eastbound from 97 to the 301 split. It's a 50-minute trip. That's about a half hour more than normal. This report sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. In Beltsville, problems abound on Baltimore Avenue. Been like that all morning long. Between Naples Avenue and Lexington Avenue, accident investigators remain on the scene. The road is closed. It all started when a utility truck was hit by a train. Inbound New York Avenue from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 3rd Street Tunnel, a 14-minute trip. 295, the Anacostia Freeway northbound between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge beginning to slow. That's about a 12-minute commute. Northbound 295 between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge, 11 minutes. And in Potomac, River Road between Beale Mountain Road and Lake Potomac Drive, a down tree. The road is closed east of Stony Creek Road. And Metro's Yellow Line beginning at around 6 o'clock this evening. Trains will operate between Huntington and Mount Vernon Square only. Passengers traveling to and from stations north of Mount Vernon should use a Green Line train to complete the journey. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. Save your family and yourself. 1-800-430-4149. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible for us here this afternoon into this evening. Otherwise, mix of clouds and sun and hot again today. High around 90, 73 tonight. Scattered showers and storms in the forecast both Wednesday and Thursday, middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it is 78 degrees in our nation's capital. Good morning. It is July 4th of 2017. My name is Dan Mandis in for Vincent Mary. It's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Man, oh man, you know, I was hoping that this story was fake news. I was hoping that this story simply could not be real. Here's the headline. I'll be able to go into some detail coming up in the next 30 minutes here on Mornings on the Mall. A newborn baby may be the first to be registered as gender unknown because its mom insists only the tot, the baby, the kid, can decide what sex it wants to be. Now, you know that this kid's going to have problems when the parent of said child identifies as a non-binary trans person, and that parent is demanding their baby be given the right to decide his or her own gender. And so basically what's going to have to happen is this poor kid has to grow up effectively, at least according to the parent, as literally genderless. And so this is sparking quite the conversation, as a matter of fact, in Canada. So I'll get into some of the rather ridiculous story coming up next right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
I make
take my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. You can see all 55 on TexasSuperfood.com.
All of the nutrients that we need on a daily basis, I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
I'm Dennis Black. Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. 877-55-TEXAS.
It is Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL. Straight ahead, yes indeed, more details on this newborn baby that at some point in his or her life will have to decide on a gender. That story, and are Central Americans still scared to come to America? The latest figures say yes. All of those stories and a whole lot more straight ahead. It's Mornings on the Mall on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning and happy 4th of July. I'm Bill Thompson. North Korea claims to have successfully tested an intercontinental ballistic missile, but U.S. and South Korean experts have serious doubts.
A lot of work is going in right now, analyzing satellite data, the radar, trying to figure out exactly what this missile was. The figures, the altitude was about 1,700 miles high, a further a distance, more than 570 miles, and it flew for 39 minutes, according to North Korea. The U.S. Pacific Command had some different figures a little earlier in the day. Their initial assessment was it wasn't an ICBM. We haven't had an update from them at this point.
Correspondent Paula Hancock's President Trump is urging China to help, quote, end this nonsense once and for all. A man has died in an early morning rail accident in Beltsville. It happened a little after 3:30 this morning, says Prince George's County Police Corporal Lamar Robinson.
Officers responded to the 11500 block of Baltimore Avenue. A train had collided to an SUV, a work-type truck. They discovered that the truck was occupied with an adult male who was a driver, and he was then pronounced dead on the scene.
The train involved was a CSX freight train. It's still not clear why that SUV was on the railroad tracks. A fire last night in Gaithersburg badly damaged a townhouse and left several families displaced. One person was hurt in that fire on Bluebird Terrace. Fire officials say the cause of the fire may have been a gas grill being used on the deck out back. Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens the day tomorrow at 21,479, the NASDAQ at 61,10. Sports, Ryan Rayburn's RBI single in the bottom of the ninth wins it for the Nationals. The Orioles lose to Milwaukee. And at Wimbledon, Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer will play first-round matches at Center Court today. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Celebrate America's independence with America's luxury brand, Ted Britt Lincoln. Experience customization you can only get from Lincoln Black Label. And Ted Britt for Life. Lifetime vehicle coverage you can only get from Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly. We'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for all maintenance and warranty service. Prestigious Lincoln Black Label, protected by Ted Britt for Life Lifetime Vehicle Coverage. Shop online now at TedBrittLincoln.com.
In a town like D.C., debate is normal. But one thing we can all agree on is the need for quality health care. That's where we come in. We're Kaiser Permanente, and for more than 70 years, we've been delivering quality health care to our members. Another thing not up for debate is our total approach to health care, which combines the efforts of more than 22,000 physicians nationwide with a connected health care team to help treat illness no matter how serious. We back up our teams by conducting thousands of clinical research studies each year that have led to new procedures and treatments that make our patients and communities healthier. And we've pioneered the technology that helps our clinical teams diagnose and treat our more than 11 million members faster. We are Kaiser Permanente, and we believe that with better research, the right treatment, and connected and comprehensive care, we're helping millions thrive. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org/wearekp to learn more.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Premio Sausage presents Life's Biggest Questions.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, son.
Where does sausage come from?
Where is your mother?
Oh, don't worry, honey. I got this.
Oof.
Everyone knows the best sausage comes from Premio.
Yep.
In this house, we only trust sausage that's made with butcher-quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. The only thing added is my own special touch.
When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thanks, Bill. Good morning. Potomac River Road between Veal Mountain Road and Lake Potomac Drive. Good news, that earlier downed tree has been cleared. Still, problems abound in Beltsville, Baltimore Avenue between Naples Avenue and Lexington. Accident investigators remain on the scene of an earlier crash. The road is closed. A tow truck on the scene now, however. Route 50, Chesapeake Bay Bridge eastbound from 97 to US 50, 301 split, a 52-minute travel time. In Annandale, Little River Turnpike at Markham Street, watch out for an accident there. Police are on the scene. Anacostia Freeway, northbound and southbound beginning to build. Northbound between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge, a 12-minute trip. Southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the bridge, about 7. That's about 2 minutes more than normal. And 295 northbound between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge, a 12-minute travel time here. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another hot one for us here today on our July 4th holiday. Mix of clouds and sun. Scattered afternoon and evening showers and storms possible. High near 90. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Chantilly, 70 in Gaithersburg, 78 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
736, it's Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL. Dan Mandis in for Vince and Mary. Yeah, I really did. I really wanted this story to be fake news. Unfortunately, it's not. Here's the headline. Newborn baby may be the first to be registered as gender unknown because its parent insists that only the baby itself can determine its sex when it's old enough to decide whether it wants to be a boy or a girl. Now, you know you're in trouble if you're the child of a parent who identifies as a, quote, non-binary trans person. And now that parent is demanding that their baby is giving the world's first gender unknown birth certificate. Now, this is all happening in Canada. And the person's name, and I'm saying person because old Corey Dottie, who, by the way, has a mustache and claims to be neither male or female, has been fighting to keep the child, Cyril Attlee, and the child's gender off of government records since giving birth last November. Dottie, who prefers to be referred to as they rather than he or she, told the CBC they are raising Cyril in such a way that until they have the sense of self and command of vocabulary to make the decision as to whether or not the baby wants to be a boy or a girl. Now, I would assume, now listen, I'm no child psychologist, trust me on that one, but I would assume this has to be damaging to the kid. A number of different things. First of all, there are folks that are reading this story and hearing of this story in Canada and saying that this child has got to be taken away from this non-binary trans person known as the parent. I mean, when you're a kid, I want you to think about this. You call your parent either mom or dad, right? Can you imagine growing up and all the other kids around you are referring to their parents as mom and dad? What do you refer to your parent as if it's a non-binary trans person? Do you say, hey, non-binary trans person, can I have a cookie? I mean, how do you do that? So I don't know if I would go as far as to say that this kid needs to be taken away, but I think that you could make a pretty good case for it. The other thing is, how did this non-binary trans person even become a parent in the first place, given the fact that he's neither a male or a female? Now, again, he does have a mustache, and so it's clearly, at least if you see the story, and you can find it on my show Facebook page, Dan Manda Show Facebook page, it's down a couple of stories. Clearly, this parent, Corey Doughty, is a man that identifies as non-binary, but whatever that means. Which basically means that you don't identify as either male or female. By the way, they're adding that he is recognizing them as a baby, the little child here, and trying to give them all the love and support to be the most whole person they can be outside of the restrictions that come with the boy box and the girl box. See, this is what we're dealing with in Canada with this Canadian who is a non-binary trans person who is trying to create the situation where the baby itself, once he or she is old enough, can determine its own gender. Now, you could say, and I would almost guarantee you that if we had a child psychologist on the phone, they would say, yeah, this could cause just a little bit of confusion because this poor child has a parent that doesn't identify as either a male or a female, and they're trying to foist this decision on the kid. So, yeah, I think you could definitely make the argument that Corey is damaging this child emotionally. But this is so stupid that they really don't know how to deal with this in the Canadian courts, because this is obviously something that, surprisingly not, this has never come up before. The reason it's never come up before is because it's so ridiculous, which is why I thought it was fake news. Doughty is trying to get British Columbia to issue the child with a birth certificate which does not have a gender marker. But while the Canadian province has sent the baby health cards with an undetermined gender, authorities have refused to issue the actual certificate. Now, this guy, this Doughty, this non-binary trans person, has lawyered up and says that British Columbia, BC, only issues birth documents which have a male or female designation, which of course is because we're all either born as a male or a female. Now, there's occasionally the occasional physical anomaly, but for the most part, we are either born as a male or a female. I love the way this non-binary trans person says that there are so many restrictions that come with the quote-unquote boy box and the girl box. I would disagree with that in the sense that, and I know that there's some feminists that would disagree with me, but listen, if you were born a boy, that doesn't necessarily mean that you can't play with girl stuff. Obviously, we see that all the time. And just because you're a girl doesn't mean that you can't play with boy stuff or do anything that a boy can do. So the more you read about this story and the more that you think about the silliness and the stupidity of this story, and that in Canada they're actually trying to figure out what to do with this situation as opposed to just telling this non-binary trans person of a parent, look, your kid was born as a boy or your kid was born as a girl and that's what it's going to be. Instead, the authorities ought to look at whether or not this baby is being born into and being raised in an environment that is going to be conducive to a normal, healthy upbringing. Then you're going to have people that are going to say, oh, well, wait a minute, what do you mean by normal? your normal or his normal or her normal or non-binary trans person normal. You see how out of control this goes? My name is Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Hope you were able to follow all of that. It is Mornings on the Mall in for Vince and Mary. It is your July 4th, 2017 morning. And coming up next, going to find out all about what's happening with immigration coming from Central America. The numbers are promising. That story next on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Dale Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
My friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds are on fire. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. And listen, home sellers, I'm giving you a strong recommendation to call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Call them right now if you're looking to get top dollar for your home and have your home showcased directly to actual home buyers. Yeah, real people looking to buy homes right now. The Reynolds Team's results are staggering. No matter where you live in the DC area, you'll get top-level service and higher profits from your sale. Don't go with the agent who's only going to internet market your home. Nah, it's a fact that Sarah and Debbie already have over 5,500 ready home buyers, and they'll sit down and show them to you. All you need to do is pick up the phone and call the Reynolds Team. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. Let me give you that number again. 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road. To the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life. And perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
Seven to 45 on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL, Mornings on the Mall. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Say good morning to Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Morning, Dan. There's an accident northbound on 270 at Route 80. Police are on the scene there. Still an issue in Beltsville, Baltimore Avenue, between Naples Avenue and Lexington. An accident investigation ongoing keeps the road closed. Chesapeake Bay Bridge eastbound from 97 to the 301 should be split. We have a 38-minute travel time. That's about 13 minutes longer than normal. 295 northbound between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge is a 10-minute trip. You're tapping the brakes here. The Anacostia Freeway northbound and southbound kind of slow. Northbound from the Beltway to the 11th Street Bridge, about a 15-minute trip, and a 6- or 7-minute trip going the other way. As for Metro, all service, all stops. Stations will close 30 minutes later than normal at midnight because it's the 4th of July and a lot going on. And the last trains will vary by station. Trains will run every 12 minutes on each line until about 6 p.m. and then ramp up gradually to near rush hour service levels thereafter. Smithsonian's Mall entrance will be entry only after 9:30. The Independence Avenue entrance will be like it always is. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun and hot again today. Scattered showers and storms possible for us here this afternoon into this evening. High around 90, 73 tonight. Scattered showers and thunderstorms again Wednesday. Highs tomorrow, middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now to 78 degrees in our nation's capital. Good morning. Dan Mandison for Vince and Mary on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. Mornings on the Mall. Build a wall, build a wall, build a wall. Certainly we've heard that many, many, many times. And so have those folks in Central America who have now decided that, at least for a lot of them, they've decided not to come to America. Now, we've seen this before. With folks trying to come in from south of the border from Mexico, we know that illegal immigration, people trying to cross the border, is at, I don't know if I would say all-time lows, but it has dropped significantly because of the very tough and stern words of President Trump and, of course, Jeff Sessions as well. Now, the New York Times has come out with their own study, and it shows that Central Americans are, quote-unquote, scared of what's happening in the United States. And guess what? They are also staying put. From Mexico through May, the number of undocumented immigrants stopped or caught along the southwest border of the United States fell 60%. From the same period last year, according to United States Customs and Border Protection, evidence that far fewer migrants are heading north, officials on both sides of the border say. Now, all of this comes at a point in time when not only we here in America as taxpayers and voters, but also our friends on Capitol Hill, they're trying to figure out how to, quote unquote, build the wall. Should the wall be funded? Should the wall not be funded? It goes on and on. But I think this is one of those stories that gives President Trump supporters hope. Because what have we been saying all along? And what has President Trump been saying all along? That he wants to build a wall. It was that core message of the Trump campaign. And whether or not the wall actually gets built, and by the way, my own two cents on this, the wall more than likely is not going to get built. Sadly, because President Trump can only do so much. If Congress decides not to fund the wall, then it clearly hampers the ability of the president to put up the wall. We'll have to see what happens, but the more that they postpone the construction of the wall, the less likely it is that it's going to be built. But you could argue that simply with the tough talk of the Trump administration and simply with the, quite frankly, the hysterical reporting of the media, it's painting a very scary picture for a lot of these Central Americans and a lot of these Mexicans that are wanting to come across the border into the United States illegally. The shift, they say, has sown a new sense of fear among undocumented immigrants in the United States. In turn, they have sent a warning back to relatives and friends in their homelands. Two words: don't come. And as I've been pointing out, the numbers are dropping significantly, which for a guy who is pretty hardcore on not wanting illegal immigration into our country, which is what I have in common with President Trump, which is why I voted for him, I think this is great news. Many in the Central American countries known as the Northern Triangle, that is going to be El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, those folks are simply staying put. Those nations have accounted for many of the undocumented immigrants who have tried to cross the American border in recent years. Now, the wariness, they say, about President Trump's immigration policies is palpable, and the impact is visible. Yeah, you know what the impact would be? The impact would be that MS-13, you know, that horrific gang that we've been talking about for the past couple of years, but they've been around for a long time, more of them are staying home. And let me tell you something, folks, that is good news. The story continues in the New York Times. Migrant smugglers in Honduras say their business has dried up since Trump took office. Fewer buses have been leaving the northern Honduran city of San Pedro Sula, bound for the border with Guatemala, the usual route for Honduran migrants heading over land to the United States, is bare. There's nobody on it. In hotels and shelters along this migrant trail, once occupied beds go empty night after night. Instead, they say, of going to the United States, some are migrating within their own countries in search of opportunity and safety. And they're also seeking to move elsewhere in Latin America, or some are even going to Europe or Asia. Now, that doesn't surprise me because, and I talked about this just a couple of segments ago, about how the number of migrants and refugees heading into Europe is still out of control. So it wouldn't surprise me if some of these folks in Guatemala or El Salvador or Honduras are saying, well, you know what? It sounds like evil, racist President Trump is doing everything he can to deport people in the United States of America. So let's go to Europe, where they don't do that sort of unseemly thing. So we'll have to see if these numbers begin to increase the further we get into the Trump administration. My name is Dan Mandis. It is 7:52 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, this is Larry O'Connor, and I met Dirk over at EMP 180. We have something in common. We both met our empowered weight, thanks to them, and we're talking about our experiences. I like to research everything. I read all the stuff, and it all makes scientific sense, why it works.
And our very first appointment, that was sort of getting them to pass, getting us to accept the program, how your body works, the chemical dependencies and so forth. That's actually what sold me on the program. And it's data heavy, as you know. Every week, you get a whole string of data about your body.
Yeah, even, I don't know about you, but there were a couple of weeks where I would gain a pound or two, but it turned out I was gaining muscle. Lost fat. Right. I was actually in better shape.
Exactly.
But if you don't have that kind of support, if you don't have that analysis, you just check a bathroom scale. It's like, oh, man, I've gained weight. This is terrible.
No, exactly. That's why it works.
Straight from us to you, it absolutely works. EMP 180 Weight Loss. That's EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call them 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
If you simply take your Social Security benefits at face value, you could trigger an avalanche of taxes that you never expected, forfeit additional benefits that are rightfully yours, and even pay higher Medicare premiums. Ultimately, it could cost you thousands of dollars every single year. But you could avoid this worst-case scenario with a complimentary, customized Social Security analysis from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. These guys know Social Security. Their analysis is quick, and it's easy, and it won't cost you a dime.
If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, call to get your customized analysis right now at 202-759-2323. This is serious money. Thousands of dollars are at stake. So call 202-759-2323. That's 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
7:55, Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Say good morning to Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Morning, Dan. 270 northbound at Route 80. Police are on the scene of an accident there. This report sponsored by Spot Hero. And speaking of 270 in both directions between the Beltway and 121, keep in mind HOV restrictions are lifted for today because it's the 4th of July. Beltsville, Baltimore Avenue between Naples Avenue and Lexington still closed by an ongoing accident investigation. In Annandale, Little River Turnpike and Markham Street, police are on the scene of an accident there. And very slow traffic on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge eastbound from 97 to the US 50 Route 301 split. It's a 57-minute travel time. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users, by the way, can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun and hot again today. Scattered afternoon and evening showers and storms. Temperatures up around 90, low 70s tonight. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Yeah, right now it's 78 degrees in our nation's capital.
Money doesn't come with instructions. Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. When my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services, we were committed to serving each client's best interests. Now, 30 years later, we still operate the same way. So we invite you to take advantage of our straightforward, common-sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments, just like we've done for thousands of people just like you. Just call 888-PLAN-RIC, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Because, after all, money doesn't come with instructions.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed, and you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10-15-17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Tired of making resolutions? How about making a decision to get your affairs shaped up and your legal house in order? I'm attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a new Mercedes-Benz. Maybe even yours. Come to MGM National Harbor and enter the Choose Your Ride giveaway. Join M Life Rewards and play for a chance to win your share of $350,000 in prizes, including a new Mercedes-Benz convertible, sedan, or SUV. Next grand prize drawing July 30th. MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. First must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good morning, it's Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL, heading in towards the news at 8 o'clock. Coming up, does the media really want President Trump out of office? Well, if you pay attention